Fragt die Mishnah, Masechtes Ksubas Peri Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ezehi Boishas. How much do you pay for Boishas? Who's paying Boishas here? Well, let's go back to Mishnah Dalet. We said both the Ma'anes and the Mafata has to pay for her busha, for her embarrassment. So how do you figure this out? How much does he pay? And for the Mishnah, Hakol, it all depends on Lefi HaMevayish from his Vayish. It depends on who's the one causing the embarrassment, that being the Ma'anes and the Mafata, the man. And who is this Naira? Who's the one that received the embarrassment? So before we go further, let me ask you a question. When do you think a person is more embarrassed? If the one that's doing the embarrassing is a chash of a person, or the one who's doing the embarrassment is an ordinary person? Well, let me put the question to you this way. When do you think there's more embarrassment? When would you be more embarrassed? If the person that embarrassed you was a regular person, or the person that embarrassed you is tama, no one respects him, he just wanders on the street. So in the first pshat about Tanura says, if a regular person embarrasses someone, it's a much greater embarrassment than if someone that no one respects embarrasses you. And a man wanders around the streets, he embarrasses you. Like, you may think, who is really concerned with what he says? On the other hand, he's a very, very chashuv of a person. Okay, you know, he has a right to talk to me. You're also not so embarrassed. It's like the regular person that embarrasses you, that's more hurtful. That's one shot in the Batanur. In the second shot, the Batanura says, no. A person that no one respects, if he goes and embarrasses you, it's even more embarrassing. It's even more hurtful. It also depends who's the person getting embarrassed. If this Naira is a chash of a person from a chash of a family, the embarrassment is greater. So to say how much he has to pay for embarrassment, you can't give a set price. Bezin has to be Mishayer. Who is the Mevayish? Who is the one doing the embarrassing? And who is the one that got embarrassed? Vayter says the Mishnah Pagam. We said he also has to pay how much he's worth less. How do you figure this out? And for the Mishnah Rayanaisa, we're going to, in theory, look at her Ki'ilihi Shivcha Nimkeres, as if she was a maidservant and she was being sold. Kama Hisayafa. How much would she have been worth before this story happened? Vakami Yafa, how much is she worth now? And the Oinus or the Mefata is to pay the difference. Knas, however, the third thing, the fine of 50 shkalim, that's a set price. Shava b'chaladim, it's the same for everyone. V'chol sheyesh lo kitzvim in ha-Torah. Zokta Mishnah Vayta, let me tell you another rule. Not only here, but every time the Torah says a certain amount, a fixed amount, shava l'chaladim, it's the same for every person. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah Zayin, how do you assess the boishes? Depends who is embarrassing. Depends who is getting embarrassed. And there are different shitas. How do you assess the begam? How much he's worth less? We would imagine you have a case here of a shivcha that's being sold. How much was she worth before this happened? How much is she worth afterwards? The knas, the 50 shkalim, that's the same for everybody. Not only here, but wherever the Torah gives a set amount. Let's say the 100 shkalim that a Mitzi Shemra has to pay. The 5 shkalim that a person gives to the Kayan by a pidyon ben. Those are all examples of where the Torah gives a set amount, and a set amount is shava l'chol adam. It's the same for every person.